Hey, hey. Dig that cat with the wild red hair, that crazy man with the nervous air. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's a cute caper cutter who can dig your jive. He's a puce sock baby who is real alive. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. His favorite car is a 1916 Jaguar pickup. Ah, how those cats enjoy the scene when he blacks out with a boo-ah. He's a real gone daddy with a solid jump. A bad boy begotters from old Pahrump. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's the sharpest cat in all the land. He's a real cool papa and a Mellorooney man. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's the big chief kitty of every cat who wears green hair and a real Zorch hat. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. All the cats from miles around congregate when he's in town. How they love that nervous man when he gives out with a flat man. He's a smooth hep cat with a crazy laugh, a real mellow fella who can stand the gaff. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's old Red Blanchard, the bully, bully, bully man. He's a real Zorch man.
Blast off! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Up through the atmosphere, racing through the stratosphere, through the ionosphere, it's... I am Captain Hideous, the master of the sky. I wear a plastic helmet and patent leather boots. I never could find out exactly why. I am Captain Hideous, but you can call me Red.
I'm brilliant and I'm noble, I'm modest and I'm brave. My heart is solid gold, so is my head.
I'm a perfect hero, of virtue I am full. I'm always chasing villains, cause I think they're terrible. Bully, 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 big, brave Captain Hideous. I speed from place to place. Though it's safe to travel by rocket ship to Mars, I always go by taxi just in case. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space. Yes, cats, this time I'm on the Zorch interstellar space caper to Mars, hunting for my old nemesis, Mule Trader Ned, the used space schmazzle king. Bright young Captain Hideous, the wizard of the lab.
As well as scientific, I'm handsome and I'm strong, 190 pounds of solid flab. Dauntless Captain Hideous, the planets I explore. My ship is full of motors, thermometers, and wheels.
I wish I could discover what they're for.
I try to capture killers, but oh, it's quite a pull. They always want to kill me, which I think is terrible. Bully, 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 reckless Captain Hideous meets danger face to face. But I'm so law-abiding, whenever there's a fight, I disappear and never leave a trace. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space.
Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical, say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
Been thinking about it for a long, long time, since old Buck Rogers was in his prime. They worked and they worked till they knowed what they had to know, and now they was ready to make it go. But they needed a man. They needed a man. There was a guy with freckles, the way it's told, with brains and courage, just 40 year old. His hands was quick and his nerves was like steel, and something about him made them feel he was their man. 10 times he waited while the count went down, and the sea and the weather churned around. He sat up there in a frosted ship, and 1,000 hands that couldn't slip had a job to do for that man. Till the mighty Atlas, with a bellow of fire and a brain of steel that would never tire, burst on through a hole in a cloud and left behind a cheering crowd shouting, "Go! Go! Go!" The Friendship 7 rattled and shook, and only a brave man dared to look. Alone the capsule shot into space, by the will of man and the hand of grace. I am gold. I am gold. He went 3 times around from day to night, and people wondered, would it be his last flight? Would the rockets all fire? Every man felt fear, but control could hear John loud and clear. I feel fine. I feel fine. And the Friendship 7, with all its glory, drifted down out of the sky to the end of a story that you'll never erase from the minds of men. The epic ride of John H. Glenn. He was that man.
Around, we'll smash through that one too. Double blue. up at 12 o'clock. Formation wing to wing. Spread eagle back at 6 o'clock. Our engines thundering.
Four jets flying just as one. That's our claim to fame. To us, danger is just fun. Yes, that's our middle name.
Wave through us, you cheering crowds. We'll dip our wings to you. As we roll above the clouds, we're proud we're serving you. We're flying blue angels. Way up high, jet smoke streaming as we zoom across the sky.
I am blue angel.
One day the sailors came to Chris to go home was their notion. But Chris cried, land is near, I saw the bottles in the ocean. Columbo cried when land they spied, my men, we sure are lucky. We'll soon be drinking juleps down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, Christopher Columbo, he thought the world would grow low. That Rupin, Tootin, Hyperlutin, Sailor and Columbo.
The sailors soon got sore at Chris, they made him cheat an onion. They plucked his brows and pulled his nose and stepped upon his bunion. Yo-ho, said Chris, I'd like to know what are the wild ways saying. I'd like to know why people sing, oh, that we do a maying.
Oh, Christopher Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh, that persevering, buccaneering sailor and Columbo.
One night a storm came rushing up, it was a powerful breeze. It blew and left poor Chris standing in his BBGs. One night it rained down cats and dogs, you should have seen it pour. When Chris sarcastically sang out, it ain't gonna rain no more.
Oh, Christopher Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh, that Rupin, Tootin, Hyperlutin, Sailor Man Columbo.
Another night it blew and blew till all were filled with fry. They asked Chris where the wine came from. He told them from the wine pipe. When wine was passed, one deckhand said, I'll take mine from the sideboard. Says Chris, there's no such thing on deck. We'll serve you from the starboard. Landed on our coast, he saw the Indians mean. Columbo saw a husky paw and cried, God save the Queen.
Oh, Christopher Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh, that persevering, buccaneering sailor man Columbo.
Before Chris started out to sail, he spliced himself in marriage. And when poor Chris returned to Spain, he had to push in the carriage.
Mama!
Christopher Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh, that Rootin, Tootin, Hyperlutin, Sailor Man Columbo.
Down the Mississippi steamed the Whippoorwill, commanded by that pilot, Mr. Steamboatville. The owners gave him orders on the strict QT to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just feed up your fires, let the old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy told the mate, send the mail and tear of Peter to the Golden Gate. Old Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Old Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, gonna beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Off then stepped a gambling man from Louisville, who tried to get a bet against the Whippoorwill. Billy flashed the roll that surely was a bear. The boiler, it exploded, blew them up in the air. The gambler said to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck and neck. Says Bill to the gambler, tell you what I'll do. I'll bet another thousand, I'll go higher than you. Old Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi, Steamboat Bill. The tide had made him swear, old Steamboat Bill. He tore up the Mississippi, the explosion of the boiler got him up in the air. The river's all in mourning now for Steamboat Bill. No more you'll hear the puffing of the Whippoorwill. There's crepe on every steamboat that plows those streams. From Memphis right to Natchez down to New Orleans. The wife of Mr. William was at home in bed when she got the telegram that Steamboat's dead. that she to the children bless each honey lamb. The next papa that you have will be a railroad man. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in that promised land. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in that promised land.
Olive oil.
Here I am, Popeye.
Where's me spinach?
My, oh, my, Popeye, but you're eating too much spinach.
Well, blow me down.
Is that right, Popeye? Eat all this spinach to make those big muscles?
Nah, tain't so. I am what I am on account of I eat me spinach. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I'm one of Pazookas, what hates all palookas, what hates on the ups and swear. Boy, I bit some and bought some and always outrub some, but none of them gets nowhere. Now if anyone dares to risk my fist, it's Bob and it's Wham, understand? So keep good behavior, it's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Ah, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you could be here on this beautiful day to see the sun shining down this magnificent avenue, all the fair ladies about and all the handsome gentlemen are there. Oh, this is the day that everyone is saluting that celebrated international figure, Governor Slugwell. Ladies and gentlemen, I can see him now down in front of the courthouse. Looks like he's getting into this. Yes, he is getting into a magnificent automobile there. Oh, it's shining so bright into the sunshine. And the people are all gazing around trying to say hello to him. And there's an immense crowd gathering. He's got two blondes on each arm, a king-sized boutonniere in his buttonhole, and a pound of 20s in the toolbox. Hooray for Slugwell!
Thank you, my friend.
Lady, will you stand back? Are you trying to get yourself killed? This is a parade, my dear woman. You got the mother of five children. Peanuts, popcorn, hot dogs, get them.
Thank you, my friends.
And ladies and gentlemen, coming right down in the middle of the boulevard with its golden sunshine shining down on their magnificent uniforms is the pride of the nation, the 707 Elks Drum Corps Negro. Wham, bam, wham, bam. Rub-a-dee-bub-a-dee-boo. Bam, bam, a-rub, bam, bam, a-rub, bam, bam.
Lady, will you stand back? That's not the last time I'm going to tell you now. Hot dogs, get them all red hot. Hooray for Slugwell!
Thank you, my fans.
And ladies and gentlemen, here we are at the stadium. Good heavens, I know I sound excited, but I can't help it. There's so much excitement in the air. Ah, this is such a tremendous night. You can feel the excitement. You can feel the enthusiasm jumping. There must be 500,000 people here at the stadium as the Governor Carr swings through into the auditorium and gates. And right in the middle of the field, you can hear these people yell, "Hooray for Slugma!" And now, ladies and gentlemen, time is short. I'm up here in the observation booth, and we just have time now to turn this over to Senator Gridley down on the platform. Well, he'll introduce this magnificent political deity.
My friends, I would like to say that never in my political history have I ever enjoyed the privilege of presenting such a great beloved man. Not only beloved in this fair country, but beloved world over. His name, the name that's imprinted on every heart in America, Governor Slingwell Slugwell. Hooray! Hooray for the governor! Pam, 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 pam.
My friends, I would like to say that I have never before been greeted by such warmth and beauty. I'll be there in a moment, Mary. Now, I would like to say that things are going so well and so beautiful with me. My Rolls Royces are all running fine. 3 more oil wells came in. I just bought the waterworks last week. I've had the gasworks for quite some time. And things are going at such a magnificent rate that I believe that it is possible for each and every member of this great state, the Employees Association, shall receive a substantial raise in salary amounting to 75 cents. And I would like to say that I wish you all a happy, happy time, and you'll be hearing me from me next very, very soon. Thank you, and good night.
Hooray for Slugman! Hooray! What? Hello, Charlie!
Yes, that's right.
That's him! You! Hooray for Slugman!
Mr. Charlie Lindbergh, he flew to old Berlin. Got him a big iron cross and he flew right back again to Washington, Washington. Mrs. Charlie Lindbergh, she come dressed in red. Said, "I'd like to sleep in that pretty White House bed in Washington, Washington." Lindy said to Annie, "We'll get there by and by, but we'll have to split the bed up with Wheeler, Clark, and I in Washington, Washington." Hitler wrote to Lindy, said, "Do your very worst." Lindy started an outfit that he called America First in Washington, Washington. All around the country, Lindbergh, he did fly. Gasoline was paid for by Hoover, Clark, and I in Washington, Washington. Lindy said to Hoover, "We'll do the same as France. Make a deal with Hitler, and then we'll get our chance in Washington, Washington." Then they had a meeting, and all the firsters come. Come on a walk, and they come on a run in Washington, Washington. Yonder comes Father Coughlin, wearing the silver chain. Cast on his stomach and Hitler on the brain in Washington, Washington. Mr. John L. Lewis was set and straddle a fence. His daughter signed with Lindbergh, and we ain't seen her since. In Washington, Washington. Hitler said to Lindy, stall them all you can. Going to bomb Pearl Harbor with the help of old Japan. In Washington, Washington. Then on a December morning, the bombs come from Japan. Wake Island and Pearl Harbor kill 1,500 men. Washington, Washington. Now Lindy tried to join the army, but they wouldn't let him in. Prayed he'd sell to Hitler a few more million men. In Washington, Washington. So I'm gonna tell you people, if Hitler's gonna be beat, common working people has got to take the seat. In Washington, Washington. And I'm gonna tell you workers, before you cash in your checks, they say America first, but they mean America next. In Washington, Washington.
When Ralph Nader was a boy, his daddy brought him home a toy, and the dang thing fell apart that very day. Ralphie hollered long and loud, then he calmed down and he vowed he would get the crooks who cheated him that way. Now they can't tempt him, they can't scare him, they can't bribe him, heaven knows, 'cause $1 million he'd gladly sacrifice. His life is dedicated to protecting us from those who try to sell us shoddy merchandise. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Now some supermarket hustlers, just like old-time cattle rustlers, were trying to pull a fast one with their meat. But oblivious to danger, that Ivy League Lone Ranger said, now hold it, boys, this meat ain't fit to eat. Then Ralph Nader formed a posse, and they ran them rustlers down and showed all the world about their dirty game. Now the common folks all love him, and the crooks are frightened of him. Even corporations tremble at his name. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Ralph Nader took the wheel of his brand new automobile, and everything stopped running but the clock. He said, this engine's just a joke, and I think the brakes are broke. It ain't safe to drive this thing around the block. He walked straight into the factory, called the biggest boss aside, told him, better straighten out or you'll be sunk. 'Cause the people will awaken when I show them what you're making. Ain't nothing but a brand new piece of junk. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Now in times of boom and bust, we need a leader we can trust, so our way of life don't slide on down the drain. Ralph Nader knows the score, he's got ideas, and what is more, he possesses both a conscience and a brain. He's no sleazy politician, 'cause this man is not for sale, and he's not about to make no shady deal. But he really gets intense in the cause of common sense, so the people know Ralph Nader is for real. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. We're backing you with confidence and pride. Senior citizens, consumers, teenage kids and baby boomers, we're all proud, yes we are proud. We are proud we got Ralph Nader on our side.
in our town always used to laugh at Wesley. But somehow, poor old Wesley never seemed funny to me. Well, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know much about life and living. Because when I was a young boy, here's what he said to me. Don't believe anything you hear, and only half of what your eyes behold. And if you can't say something good about someone, don't say nothing at all. Every morning I'd stand and I'd wait for Wesley to come and take me down to our favorite place. There we'd sit all day and we'd talk. We'd talk about happy things while fishing. He taught me how to live, how to be a man. And then he'd say,
watch your eyes behold. And if you can't say something good about someone, don't say nothing at all.
Oh, how it hurt to hear people laugh at Wesley. They called him a silly old man right to his face. How I'd give anything to hear him say, don't believe anything you hear, and only half of what your eyes behold. And if you can't say something good about someone, don't say nothing at all. If everybody tried to be more like Wesley, at all.
Ah, good evening, friends. Welcome. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend of 2021. And this week, since it's Memorial Day, I thought we'd talk about some heroes. We've made a lot of people into heroes, at least until it comes to paying them a living wage. But okay, let's not deal with that right now. But there's heroes all among us. And of course, in our imaginations, in our hearts, in our literature, everything else. So, that's what you get this week. We started out with Nervous Norvis, Mr. Jimmy Drake, and that was the Bully Bully Man. Red Blanchard, the old Bully Bully Man, followed by Red Blanchard himself, the old Bully Bully Man, Captain Hideous, the King of Outer Space, Tom Lehrer, Wernher von Braun. The Epic Ride of John Glenn was, of course, Walter Brennan. Everybody recognizes Walter. George Johnny and the Pilots, that was. Sorry about my eyes. That was the Flying Blue Angels. I don't rehearse these breaks, by the way. Tony Randall and Bird! Yes! Bird! Christopher Columbo was Billy Jones and his chorus, Billy Jones, Half of the Happiness Boys, followed by Half of Collins and Harlan, Arthur Collins and Steamboat Bill. Popeye the Sailor Man was Billy Costello, who I think was the original voice way, way back in antiquity, like almost 100 years ago. Jesus. Lord Buckley, saluting Governor Slugwell. Lindbergh was, of course, Woody Guthrie, a little slap there. Perhaps well-deserved. The Ballad of Ralph Nader was David Frischberg. I think he's a real hero, and I actually got to shake his hand once. I was always proud of that. And then Wesley, the quiet hero. That was, drumroll please, Ted Cassidy. He had his own signal. This was a flip side of Do the Lurch. Remember that? course, you don't. Blocked that out years ago, just like I did. All right, anyway, got more stuff for all you heroes, your quiet heroes, your noisy heroes, your, just your everyday hero that does what he needs to do.
Even know he's just a computer butler. Then I upgraded. These crazy banks told me my arc reactor was outdated. So I created my own element and aliens invaded. And then Captain America was jaded. Take your suit away and what are you? Stark naked. I am Iron Man.
This video made you laugh, share it with your friends. And don't forget to subscribe to my channels on YouTube.
got a fine tan shirt with an emblem on the chest. The interstellar girls, I like him the best. Captain of the crew, and he knows kung fu. And he did Joan Collins in 1932. A really just an actor, a genius to boot. He never gets the fire when the enemy shoots. So he ends each show looking neat and clean after staring down the mouth of a doomsday machine. I really like the one where he reads the Constitution after ending all the fighting in the future revolution. William Shatner.
Come on. robber named Robin Hood. He used to rob the rich most every chance he could. But you shouldn't get me wrong, because he was no square. With his trusty Smith the West said he could part your hair. His fellows were Little John, another was Allendale. 140 strong, together they hit the trail. They would make their way through Brooklyn fighting crime and sin. Giuliani told them where they should begin. They took from the rich man and they gave it to the poor man. He had a fear of no man, only for his broad. Her name was Marianne. Hey, here's the switcheroo, Robin Hood's loyal crew. Clinton forgave them all, but here's what they had to do. They became the secret savers, and were very good. And that ends my little tale of Robin Hood. Play it, bud. You play like a bunch of fucking crooks. Oh, you're stealing my heart. What'd you do with that load of televisions? That's good. Give it to the orphanage. Good boys. He took from the rich bitch and he gave it to the poor whore. He had a fear of no man, only for his broad. Her name was Marianne. Now here's the switcheroo, Robin Hood's loyal crew. Clinton forgave them all, but here's what they had to do. They became the secret tapers and were very good. And that ends my little tale of Robin Hood. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. Whoa, Robin!
Whoa, Robin!
Robin Hood, Robin Hood!
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 Oh, Robin, oh, Robin!
Whoa,
Robin!
Oh, Robin Bebop!
Hey, Robin Bebop!
He rode into my saloon, called the Pecos Lane. You could tell he was a hard case from his Watergate brand. He ordered a triple shot of whiskey to go, and then he asked for 10 big men that he could lay low. And 10 big men, all tough and mean, stepped off their stools. What a sight was seen. Lightning and thunder was all that was heard. Nary a curse, not even a word. When the noise died down, all 10 men lay on the ground. To oblige a stranger who blew into town. He hadn't even moved from the spot where he stood. While he performed a feat no other man could. He moved to the bar and said, "Fill her up again." I enjoyed the fight. They were all good men. I extended my hand and said, "Call me Joe LaRue." He said, "I'm Tricky Dicky, the only son of Kung Fu." So he cleaned up the town and hired 10 more men. There was John and James and some other kin. And they did a heck of a job, at least I'd say. Till the fellas with the white hats rode into town one day. They were making their plans at the old Watergate. When it's rumored that John said, "Hold on now, wait. We gotta poke around a little and pull some strings. But I think we can do it if nobody sings." And that was the day Dickie met his fate. When there was stomping and fighting at the old Watergate, the place was crowded when Dickie walked in. And John, he told him, "Dickie, we just got to win." But
Margaret at dance hall did a do-si-do, and John told her off, you know where your kind goes. So she squeezed on the pair, and don't you just know, they shot Dickie and John at the old pee hole. Before Dickie expired, he said with one last breath, there's one thing I didn't learn, it was foolish, I guess. My daddy Kung Fu taught me all but one thing, a man's in hot water when a woman starts to sing. And now when I watch over the grave where he lays, there's a tombstone cut in sand that mentions the good old days. So bad, too bad, he just couldn't wait. Here lies Tricky Dicky, he met his Watergate. Oh, for those good old days when he was strong as Mountain Dew. The first time I met him, Tricky Dicky, the only son, the only son of Kung Fu.
In my easy chair and I turn on channel 2. A fast gunslinger named Salty Sam was chasing poor old Sue. He chased those Sue down in a mill and he said with an evil laugh, he said, if you don't give me the DTR ranch, I'm gonna saw y'all in half. And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up with the rope.
And then.
And then he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then.
Uh-oh.
And then along came Joe. Don't go, Joe. Slow walking, Joe.
Commercial came on and I got up to get myself a snack. You ought to see what was going on by the time that I got back. Now Salty Sam was grabbing at Sue and stuffing her in a sack. He said, if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna tie you to the railroad track. And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up again. He tied her up.
And then
he put her down on the railroad track.
And then.
Now, what is that?
About $4.80 shot to hell.
And then along came Joe. Long tall Joe.
I got so bugged I turned it off and I put on another show. But there it was, that same old shoot-em-up, same old rodeo. Now Salty Sam was grabbing at Sue and was she having fits? He said, if you don't give me the deed to y'all ranch, I'm gonna blow y'all to bits. And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up for the last time he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the diamondite.
And Dynamite.
That's right. And then.
Uh-oh.
And then along came Joe. Long old Joe.
Joe. Along came Long Joe. Thank you, Joe. Along came Long Joe. Thank
dangerous cargoes, dangerous speeds, and a very dangerous ride. I got 16 dangerous girlfriends, not counting one or two. Hey, look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you, you better look out.
Danger man, you're so bad, it's a crime. Danger man, come up and see me sometime.
You know I'm a dangerous to my fingertips, mama, I'm dangerous head to toe. Dangerous mind and a dangerous body. God knows I got a dangerous nose.
Whoa.
I'm wanted by the board of Ingrid, damned by the board of health.
Whoa.
I don't keep no mirrors around my house, cause I even scare myself. You better look out.
Danger man, look so bad it's a crime. Danger man, come up and see me sometime.
Oh, I got long, strong, dangerous arms. I can grab and hold you tight.
Whoa.
Dangerous eyes, dangerous lips, I could kiss and love you all night.
Woo!
I got a head full of dangerous ideas and a heart full of bad intentions.
Woo!
A mess of stuff I can't talk about, too dangerous to mention. You better look out.
Danger man, you're so bad it's a crime. Danger man, come up and see me sometime.
Dangerous city and I lead a dangerous life.
Whoa!
I got a dangerous car, those dangerous speeds, and a very dangerous wife.
Whoa!
I got 16 dangerous girlfriends, I'm not counting one or two.
Whoa!
Look out, kid, you don't want to get hit. I'm dangerous for you, you better look out.
Hey, let me tell you about my hero, detective on the police force. He got an eagle beak nose and a snap brim hat and a tan trench coat, of course. I handed it to a wrist radio and a partner by the name of Sam. 45 pole automatic pistol and it puts all the criminals down. They call him Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. The hero of precinct two. Well, Richard was a stuck on a cuckoo chick who answered to the name of Liz. Half of the time, Richard don't know just where Miss Liz is. She winds up in the clutches of one of those doers of bad. But here come Richard, making the scene, and it does away with them cats away. For Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. The hero of precinct two. Richard and Sam was a-cruising around in a custom-built top coupe. Fat patting on his wrist radio was making contact with the group. Hey, you guys, I need you bad. Get on your get and go. Some dirty double rat face pinks from a little bright red yo-yo. I'm calling 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. The hero precinct 2.
Now Richard and Sam, they hustled on down, got hot on the highest heels. The trail led west to the edge of town, they were moving in for the kill. Mr. Tracy busted down the door, and Sam went around to the back. There stood Miss Liz with the chief yo-yo, she's a kleptomaniac. Depend on Dick-a-Dick, Dick-a-Dick Tracy, Dick-a-Dick, Dick-a-Dick Tracy, Dick-a-Dick, Dick-a-Dick Tracy, the hero precinct two.
Hey, Tommy, what's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow! My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of. 007. Every night, where does she go? Downtown
to the picture show.
She waits in line for an hour or so, so she can sit in the very first row. Eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out up there.
Remember how she used to dress?
Yeah.
Sloppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How does she dress now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My favorite dress is up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour or two. She combs her hair, then she teases it, just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out of there. Papa. She's thinking of the 007. Someday soon, wait and see, she'll come back to me. He's gonna fade from her memory, and things are gonna be like they used to be. I know it. We'll be together back in the balcony, me and my baby eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture?
You mean the pilot?
Yeah,
what was her name?
I don't know.
My name is Bond, James Bond. M had sent for me. I arrived at headquarters and rang the bell. M's secretary, Miss Pennypocket, opened the door in a black negligee. A funny place to keep a door, I said. She smiled, revealing a row of even white chewing gum. M told me his wife had been abducted by Sting, a criminal organization run by Queen Bee, the most evil woman in the world. M said his wife must be silenced at all costs, not because she knew state secrets, but because her talking drove him crazy. He told me I was going to Bangkok. I can fight as dirty as the next man. So we shook hands, our knuckle dusters clanking together. I realized this was going to be dangerous and left London in a blue funk, brown suit, and pale green socks. I arrived at Bangkok airport and hung around waiting to be kidnapped. Somebody always kidnaps me at airports. I don't mind, it saves on cab fares. At last, I was approached by someone wearing a feathered headdress, war paint, and a kilt. He was Queen Bee's personal bodyguard, a Scottish Indian called Hawkeye the New. My name is James Bond, I said. No doubt you've heard of me. Ugh, me no dinner Kenya laddie, he replied. I was surprised. What, you know no 007, I asked. Suddenly I was hit from behind with a monkey wrench by the biggest monkey you ever saw. I woke up to find myself chained to a bed of nails in Queen Bee's mountaintop retreat. 12 lovelies were lashing me with electric whips. They didn't scare me. I've been trained to withstand torture. Suddenly, they put on a Des O'Connor LP. That did it. A man can take just so much. I started to struggle free when Queen Bee entered the room. "Ah, the famous James Bond," she said. She looked like Raquel Welch, Elizabeth Taylor, and Gina Lollobrigida rolled into one. A big fat slob. "I've heard you're a great lover, and I must find out." She kissed me passionately. "Oh," she sighed, "where did you learn to kiss like that?" "Sucking porridge through a straw," I told her. She asked me to give up my career as a spy and rule the world with her. I laughed scornfully. "All right, Bond," she said, "then you must pay the price." Somehow I had to escape. With a supreme effort, I yanked myself free. Hawkeye jumped on me and we locked in a gargantuan struggle. He got me with an Irish whip, a half Nelson and a Dutch uncle. I retaliated with a Red Admiral, a Black and Tan and a Dick Van Dyke. I broke from his grasp and ran into the corridor. Suddenly I came face to face with M's wife. I recognized her immediately. She used to be famous as a model for Toby Jones. I grabbed her hand and raced for freedom with Queen Bee's henchmen in hot pursuit. We managed to reach Queen Bee's private jet and took off with bullets whizzing round my flaps. That made me sweat. Once safely in the air, I bombarded Queen Bee's hideout and watched as the mountain exploded into a roaring inferno. I delivered Mrs. M back to the chief. I thought he would get me a knighthood. Instead, he had me demoted. This is James Bond, Traffic Warden 007423, signing off.
You were great, Betty. There's not a soul who would deny that you were great. When our luck was down to nothing and our backs were to the wall, you would fire up the will to win and galvanize us all. Bring on Baker, bring on Wagner, bring on Crawford, bring them all. Just give Mathewson the ball and he'll come through. And it was true, Matty, when we were down to do or die, we'd turn to you. You would stand up tall and confident with calm and steady nerve, and you would summon up that extra you'd been keeping in reserve, and then you'd fool them with the fadeaway and fan them with the curve. You deserve the trust and faith we placed in you. And your name will echo down the hallowed halls of fame, and men will tell of how you played the game. 'Cause win or lose, Matty, you stayed a champion just the same. And they'll recall how Matty was the mightiest of them all. As long as young men play with bat and ball, they'll tell of you, Matty. They'll remember you. Yes, you were rare, Matty. And when a miracle was needed, you were there. When Chicago filled the bases and the crowd began to roar, and the final game was on the line and we couldn't let them score, and when someone had to stand up straight and get that ball across the plate, I'd swear, Matty, I'd swear that God himself had sent his right-hand man to see us through. And it was you, Matty. It was you.
Okay, we have returned.
We have returned. I don't know quite where I was. It was dark. There was a mess of them there. I don't know. Anyway, somebody saved me. A hero came and got me. We started with Puffy Yami Yumi, my favorite song of the month, Teen Titans theme. Iron Man was a mix by Matthias. Spooking Gentleman by PSY or Psy, whoever they are. The Kinks, of course. Wish I Could Fly Like Superman. The Scofflaws after that. Definitely a true American hero, William Shatner. Mr. T, Mr. T from Anonymous. Jury's kind of out on him, I guess, but okay. Robbie Hood was Vincent LaGuardia Gambini. You know who that is. You recognize the voice. Tricky Dicky, the only son of Kung Fu, was David Allan Coe. The Cary Garfin Four, Along Came Jones. Danger Man was David Bromberg. J.J. Cale from 1965, and that was Dick Tracy. The Detergents, that was 007, of course. And let's see, Bond is a four-letter word from Billy Howard in 1975. And then I always like to leave you with something sort of serious, so we gave you Maddie from David Frischberg again, okay? Often overlooked on a list of the major's greatest pitchers. Anyway, okay, so that does it for me this week. We will be back next week following the heroic struggle to get through the week. And, getting through the week makes you a hero. Staying home in a pandemic makes you a hero. Washing your hands. Maybe paying people what they're worth would make you a hero. There's all kinds of ways. You don't need me to tell you. You don't need anybody to tell you. You just need yourself to do it. Do something good for somebody besides yourself today. Okay? Do a podcast. What the hell, right? Anyway, enough about me. I got two more for you. And see you next week.
In the belly of the earth, scratching and digging for all we was worth. Me and Ed Johnson and a colored man, Clyde, working in a sweating side by side. Well, Clyde's foot slipped and he fell against Ed. I shut off my mouth and I lost my head. I called him a nigger and I shoved him back. And I reminded him that his color was black. He never said a word, not even a sigh, just a hurt expression and a tear in his eye. I tried to tell him that he was acting like a kid, 'cause I was real proud of the deed I had did. When all of a sudden, I heard a loud crack, and a great big timber hit me right across the back. As the mine caved in, I fell to the ground, my face in the mud, I was belly down. When I came to, I heard a man groan. I heard some digging and a slight little moan. I felt somebody lifting the timber from me. The pain was unbearable, but at least I was free. He lifted me up and he started to walk. And as he was walking, he started to talk. He was talking to the Lord like a personal friend, begging and pleading for the light to come in. I saw Ed Johnson as dead as he could be, and here was this black man trying to save me. There came a big flash and the wall caved in, and there was the rescue, 19 men. They took us up top, what a pitiful sight, kin folks and loved ones there in the night. With no one to claim me or to reach for my hand, I gave thanks to heaven for that strong black man. Now with each day that passes, I say my own prayer and offer a blessing that the black man was there. I still hear him praying for the rescue that night and holding me close, trying to calm my fright. I relive these memories just day after day, and there is only one thing left to say.
say. He lit my darkness and made me understand that I am only human, like the strong black man.
Keep us together. Yeah, we can be.